I'm Alex. Welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust, where I teach you how to build that confidence and change your mindset so that you can live the life that you were meant to live. Now, quick, before we get started, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so that you get the weekly reminders that I am posting something. So let's get started. What are these three steps that could help you to build your self-confidence? And what exactly is self-confidence? Well, if you've been around for a minute here or on my Instagram, you know that I love talking about how important it is to have confidence and why and all of those things. So self-confidence is believing that you are capable, is believing in your own capabilities of doing the things that you want to do. And it is absolutely crucial that you learn to believe in yourself. Now listen, I know, life throws the curveballs at us, right? Because I'm in there too. There are things that happen. We plan for things. We make goals. We set everything. It looks like it's all going to work out, right? And then it doesn't. And what happens is that we take a pretty strong hit in our own self-confidence. We really do start to doubt ourselves. We doubt our abilities. We doubt if we're doing the right things at the right times. And that can be really hard, especially when you're trying really, really hard, right? And you're doing everything that you're supposed to do that you think is right, and yet nothing happens. You start to doubt yourself. You start to question, can I actually do this? Am I capable? Should I keep doing it? Should I try? Sometimes we're scared to take the next step because so many things have gone wrong. Well, what I want you to walk away from after this episode is the thought that you are more than capable of doing what you set your mind to. And it's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a little bit of persistence. But with the right tools in place, you can absolutely build that self-confidence, change your mindset, and start reaching those goals, which will eventually lead you to this life that you are trying to attain, right? So you ask, Alex, how do we do this? Well, let me tell you the three steps you need to take first. First, you're going to focus on your strengths. And that can be hard, especially like I just said, when things have been really, really difficult for you, right? When things keep happening or going wrong, how do you focus on your strengths, right? There are things that we are all, not all, some of us are really good at certain things. Some of us are good at really a different, some of us are good at some things. Others of us are good at different things, okay? So I'm going to give you an example. I love people. I love being around people. I am extroverted. I love talking to people. I love teaching people. This is what I do, right? It makes me happy. My brother is introverted. He loves art. He loves creating and he loves doing things. So if I need like something artistic done, I go to him. If I need help with like what colors I need to paint my house, I'm like, hey, give me your opinion. When I wanted my logo from my website, I mean, he did that so quickly and perfect. Like he saw what I told him and he created that. Now, if I had done that, oh, let me tell you, disaster upon disaster on all of those things, okay? Now, if I asked him to get up and speak to a group of 100 people, he would do well, but he wouldn't want to do it. And it would take a lot of coaching. That is not what he is. That's not his strength. Whereas for me, it's no problem. I will get up and speak in front of people all day long because I love it. I enjoy it. And that is my strength. So when I say focus on your strengths, what are those things that you're really good at? What are your skills? What are your talents? What things have you accomplished? Are you good at teaching? Are you good at building? Are you good at, I don't know. I mean, there's so many. I'm sorry. I drew a blank. Okay. But what are those skills? What are those things that you do in your life that you're really good at? And focus on that. Okay. Focus on those things that you've accomplished. You have a healthy marriage. That's an accomplishment these days. You know, your kids are doing well. That's an accomplishment. You've been able to move forward at work and get promoted. And now you want more and you're not, you know, you need to know what steps to take in that direction. But so far, you know, you've built a good steady career and you're doing really well at it. So don't focus on the part that is hard to reach right now. Focus on all of those things that you have been able to accomplish. And then you can start to build goals to reach the next step. But if you keep saying, you know, I like, for example, I've tried this promotion three times and I've been rejected three times. I don't think I should try again. Well, that is self-defeating and that is negative, and that's you allowing negative thoughts to come into your mind about what you can and can't do and could possibly keep you from doing what you should do. Now, I talked last week about how to use positive thinking and why that is essential as you try to build your confidence and build your self-esteem. So if you need to go back and listen to that, that was last week's episode. And it can be really hard to keep those negative thoughts out of your mind. Practice. It takes a lot of practice. Understanding when realizing that you're doing it and reframing that mind work. So go ahead and take a listen if you need a refresher on that. But don't allow those negative thoughts to come into your mind. Like I said, focus on your strengths. The second thing that you need to do is to take care of yourself. Now, we are all very aware in today's culture that self-care is essential, right? However, I don't think that it is taught properly. And I'm not talking about, you know, you need to go get your nails done or you need to go on a girl's weekend. No, those things are great and you should do those if you can. But what I'm talking about are the basic care needs. Are you taking care of yourself physically? Are you eating the best that you can? Are you trying to get some exercise? Are you trying to get outside when you can? Okay, getting outside also will help you take care of yourself emotionally. Okay, when you take care of yourself emotionally, you'll find that you're not overloading yourself with a lot of emotions, especially if you tend to get frustrated or angry, things like that. You really need to stay on top of your emotional well-being. And if things are not going the way you need to ask for help, whether it be a spouse, a good friend, a coach, your friend online. Ask someone to help you, okay? Say, hey, I'm struggling with this right now. What do you think? And you will find amazing support out there if you put yourself out there and you ask in the right directions. Don't go ask in a Facebook group. That is the worst possible idea. And I feel like Facebook groups have a good intent and the people that create them have a good intent, but people like to be nasty on there. So be really careful who you're telling what your problem is, because if you do it like in a Facebook group, probably you're going to get some really negative results too, and that's, or answers, and that's not what you need, okay? So talk to someone that you know. Like, you can reach out online to a Facebook a Facebook person that you know and be like, hey, what do you think? And I'm sure that they will be glad to help you. Okay, so physical, emotional, and mental health, okay? Mental health is so important, and yet it is one of those things that we continue to not talk about. Mental health is one of those things that is, it just affects all of us, and no one is really so well-centered that in the entirety of their life, they will not need some sort of mental health support. Now, I'm not saying therapy is what's going to help everyone. In fact, that's not meant for everyone. It's meant for certain individuals. So you have therapy, right? You have coaching, which is what I do, which is helping you set goals and get to that next level. Therapy deals more with being able to work through traumas and things that have happened to you. And it's just a more centered, specific type of an approach to helping you. Whereas coaching is a little bit more relaxed. Both are great. Obviously, I've done both. You know, I did mental health and now I do coaching. I'm a huge advocate of both. They're just meant for different times in your life. So if you're not sure if you need either, please send me a message wherever on podcast, YouTube, Instagram, email, hello@coffeewithpixiedust.com and just say, hey, listen, I was listening to your latest video or podcast and I'm not really sure if I should look for a coach or a therapist. I will be happy to direct you in the right way, okay? But mental health is something that it just affects everyone. Depression, anxiety, postpartum for a lot of women, especially women going back into the workforce, that's really hard to set up your kids and go back to work. That's not something that should be taken lightly. And dealing with all of the things that come with a working mom, like daycare, breastfeeding, the very busy days of balancing all of that, that can take a toll on you mentally and emotionally and physically. So if you are in that situation, please reach out to someone as well, okay? You have to be able to take care of yourself. So that was a really long explanation or section there on taking care of yourself. But those things are really essential. Make sure you're getting some sort of exercise, getting outside, being social with people that you enjoy being around, talking to people when you need help, and keeping a check on your mental health. Mental, emotional, physical. It's a triad. They all work together, and you can't be well if one of them is off. So if one of them is off, we need to look at which one it is, okay? And the third thing, which is the hardest one, going back to where we started, is facing your fears. And I know that can be really, really hard. It can be really, really hard. Sometimes taking the next step is fearful. Sometimes confronting something that happened is fearful. Sometimes just not knowing where you are in your life right now can feel fearful, but that's okay. We all have those moments, and that is what gives us courage to keep going, and that is what gives us the resilience to keep building that confidence and to keep working on elevating our mindset. Without fear, we would stay stagnant, right? We wouldn't move forward. We wouldn't move anywhere. We would just be. And fear can be good in small doses, okay? Because it keeps us safe. It keeps us from taking things too far. It can make us think about what we really need to do, but also fear can keep us in this bubble of, I don't know what to do next. I don't think I should do that next. And that can be bad. So you need to face your fears, okay? So those are the three things that will get you on your path to success. Focusing on your strengths, taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally, and being able to face your fears. And I know that that at times is really hard. So if you need help, I am offering a free coaching session where I will show you how to use all of these things to elevate you to the next step in your path to success by becoming more confident, having a better mindset, and just really enjoying who you are, where you are, and what you're doing right now without being worried about what others say, what others do, what others think. None of that really is that important, but we do tend to place a little bit too much effort. And I did also do a recent podcast on that, on the highlight reel and why you shouldn't spend too much time on social media if you're trying to build your confidence and the dangers of it. So go ahead and take a listen to that. I will put the descriptions to everything, and I will put the link to the free coaching session. Please take advantage of it. It's a coaching session for free. No strings attached, and I will help you figure out that one thing that's holding you back from building your self-confidence and getting you on the path to success. So as always, friends, I will see you here next week. You bring the coffee, I will bring the pixie dust. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and reach out to me. Let me know in the comments what else you would add, what you want me to go into more detail at, and don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you next time. Bye.